Ko pānoe mihi atu nei mai te reo irirangi te hiku o teika. Tāku kei rungo te baia, te tamahine nei a Trudy Brown. Nō reira e ko e Trudy, kia ora anō rā.
Ai, nā koe pā, tēnā whetakatoa i te iwi. Ai, ko Trudy Brown tēnei, nō ngai whetakatoa hau. And our beautiful update for our pātaka kai. Is that it's been a little bit slow this week, possibly because lots of people have gone back to school. And so the drop-offs to our pātaka have been a little bit less than what they normally are. But in saying that, we've had whatever's been on this pātaka hasn't stayed very long. I just want to mihi to the person who dropped off maybe about 6 or 7 dozen cartons of eggs on our pātaka, and they just went straight away. You know, a few families saw the eggs in there and they came and got a dozen eggs each. So, you know, it just keeps turning over itself. So this week we had some veggies dropped off, the fresh eggs. Yeah, so, you know, I'm just encouraging more whānau if you've got extra food, non-perishable goods in your pantry, or extra veggies in your garden, then just drop them off to our pātaka at 60 North Road here in Kaitaia.
Ai, kia ora te tamahine. E mihi atana mō tēnā, ai, e tautokana i wera. Oh, tinoa tāhua. Nā reira anō e Trudy e mōhiana a koe a tāua ko tēnei te whakarā popotonga. We're going into the tail ends of the early voting for our voting for this year, the last day, the actual main days on Saturday. But the advice to everybody is get in advance so, you know, there's no long queues, don't have to wait around. In talking about the voting, Trudy, e hawo whakaro, you know, we've all listened to all these candidates, Labour, National, the Greens, the Māori Party, and all the ones that had to say, even New Zealand First. E Trudy, e hawo whakaro, have you been to vote yet?
Yes, Pa, I did vote, and I'm really pleased to see that a lot of people have voted early. So I think I saw on TV the other night that, you know, almost 90% of New Zealanders have already cast their vote. So, you know, what that tells me is that people have already made a decision. And although there's a few people, well, quite a few people that are undecided, still not sure how to vote, you know, I just want to encourage those people to get on there and, you know, talk to their families, talk to their close friends and just kind of get some ideas about what parties are doing and what might suit them politically. But I don't know too many people who are going to leave it for the day. But certainly I know some people that, you know, they have a bit of a party, a bit of a lunch, and then they all go and vote together. So that stuff's happening on Saturday. But yeah, it's good to hear that lots of people are really excited. And I think it's got something to do with the referendums as well.
Aye.
You know, people want to have a say in the cannabis referendum and also the end of life referendum. So I think that's additional motivation for whānau, especially young people. I've heard a lot of young people that really are excited to vote. Simply because the referendums are that motivation for them to get in there and vote. So, yeah, it's been really good. And I went down to vote at Far North Reap, and it was a very easy process. I know that other people have had some troubles, you know, down in Auckland, that they couldn't vote or the polling booth didn't have the Māori roll and, you know, those sorts of dramas. But I just found it quite easy with the little card that I got in the mail. So it wasn't a hard process at all.
Mm.
It was quite easy and I felt good afterwards. So, you know, that I've had my say and I've, you know, put it down on paper. So, yeah.
Kia ora, Trudy. You know, all the people that I've been talking with for, say, the past 3 weeks leading up to where we are today, is their corridors all being based around, Labour and its ministers, we don't have to vote for them. you know, is they're going to get back in automatically, even so National and all the corridors been going around. However, you know, there are small parties there that can and will still make a difference in there. Is still New Zealand First. They were below the threshold, you know, and the thing is the mahi they have done that they have never done before. That is why, you know, the Pākehā community have turned their backs on Winston Peters, you know, as their favourite party. But they've forgotten how long Winston carried them the gold card, getting their benefits and that all raised up in the air. You know, they have forgotten about all those times. You know, what is it going to be like when Winston and them don't get in and those things are all changed? You know, who's going to know what's happened if New Zealand First doesn't get in? And also the Māori Party, you know, they've got some good kaupapa. And, you know, if we tell Māori vote strategically, is my kōrero, is where I'm going with this, is, you know, your party vote to New Zealand First and your candidate vote to Māori Party. You know, if we can strategically vote and get those two back in, you know, it's not going to make any difference to where National and Labour is going to sit, but it's going to make a big difference to who the actual main party, which at this point in time, it's 90% Labour and 10% National. That is how strong it is, you know. So, however, Labour still won't be able, you know, probably will not be able to rule by itself. It's still going to have another party with it, you know. So if we can be strategic and get those two parties in there as them one or both going with Labour, you know, to rule our country for another term, you know, considering what's happened, I think the outcomes will be even greater and even better. E hau tō whakaaro, Trudy, ki wē rā kōrero.
Oh, totally agree with you. You know, that combination of whānau voting, you know, either Māori Party or Labour, Māori Party or Labour and New Zealand First, I think it's too early to rule out Winston Peters. Like, he will make a comeback. That's what I've seen in previous years, you know, and he doesn't, you know, you ask him yourself, he doesn't really read too much into the polls that are taken, that sort of say you're 1%, 2%, and I've seen him come from nowhere and then end up in Parliament, so I think those last lot of voters maybe could push him in there, but I think it's a combo. I've heard a lot of Māori talk about, you know, that they're going to give Winston Peters the party vote, and the Māori Party or Labour, the candidate vote.
Aye.
So, yeah, and the Greens as well. I mean, the Greens are in as well. And I think I love the Māori Party's kōrero about just get more Māoris in there. Like, we can have the Māori Party, well, Labour's already in there. And so we just really need to get more Māoris. So candidate vote, the Māori Party or New Zealand First to get just more Māoris in there. All our Māori Labour Party Māoris will already be in there. So, you know, strategically just means get more Māoris in there.
Aye,
more people on our side that can work together to improve our lives up here.
Aye, kia ora. And we have a look at what Winston and Shane Jones have done. You know, they have put resources where it's never, ever been seen. You know, as far back as I can remember, you know, into our roading structures, the water, so we're not just existing around Christmas time, we're actually living. We've got those resources available and, you know, funding to our marae. And as Shane was always saying, you know, the next term, if we do come back in, their main ambition or main focus is going to be Māori housing. You know, Shane and Winston have delivered everything else, you know, and our main key now is family with no housing. A lot of parties have said, we'll do this, we'll do that. The only one that's really gone out there and really done anything, you know, is that little party, New Zealand First and Winston Peters and Shane Jones. And as Shane Jones has already openly said, we get back in, our focus for this term, ko ngā kāinga mō ngā whānau Māori. And you know, that would change Māoridom and Māori's life again once more, you know, to be able to make housing affordable. And also about that, kōrero, Trudy.
Oh, I totally agree. You know, our whānau need to have stability. They need to have warm, dry homes. They need to be affordable. You know, I know some people who are on benefits that are paying in excess of $450, $500 for a leaky rental property here in Kaitaia. You know, so we can certainly do a lot better in terms of housing our whānau and, yeah, and get our whānau onto the home ownership ladder so that they can start owning their own homes and looking after their, being able to look after themselves and, you know, have an asset that they're putting money into rather than, you know, work and income, giving people accommodation allowances that are just making landlords rich.
Absolutely. You know?
So definitely housing is huge up here in Kaitaia.
Ai, kia ora ko. E mihi ana anō mō tō wā I wā te a mai koe me we nei kōrero. And as I've already spoken with Hami, they've bought a large property up to the outskirts of Kaitaia here for Māori housing. You know, and he still maintains that, you know, it costs so much money, you know, to be able to build and make things like this affordable. You know, Trudy, in saying that, there are organisations out there that will build to a key handover of houses between $100,000 and $150,000 for a four-bedroom house. You know, if other organisations are able to do that, why aren't we able to then actually implement that, you know, with all the funding that's been given to these iwi structures, to these runangas, and all of that, you know, is that it's not about staying afloat, but it being able to, the thing is that when it's time to vote, you know, for iwi and vote for runanga, they always depend on their marae and the support of their marae and hapū. You know, it's time to actually look at those calls. It's only, you know, places like Ōriki down here, you know, they are upskilling youth to be builders and making, by then, making homes still affordable. Nō reira, e Trudy, it's always a pleasure to talk with you. Our kōrero is all about the hiku here. You know, if we ourselves can make it work here, anywhere around Aotearoa can do the same.
Aye, definitely, Pa. And I think in there, you know, we have got an opportunity to vote for whoever can deliver those things that we want. So if that's housing, if it's health, education, you know, I'm just encouraging everyone that's listening, please go and vote. Please have your say so that these things can come to us as Māori. So, you know, do some research, vote strategically, talk to your whānau and your friends and see what they're doing. But there's definitely some policies out there that are going to help us as Māori. And I suppose if we all get together and use our collective voice, you know, we're going to have some impact. So go out and vote. If you can go out earlier than Saturday, because I can just imagine Saturday might be a bit bit too busy, but, you know, polling booths are open here in Kaitaia. You know, go and vote, have your say, and then we'll know more on Sunday, and definitely next week we'll know how the cards, you know, have fallen and who will be in government. So kia ora koutou.
Ai, kia ora te mahine. E mihi ana, whakautu mai koe e tō waia ahakoa pēnei te moata nā rungai tēnā a te wā ka kōrero anō taua, kia pai tō rā Māori onara.
Māori ora.
Ai, kia koutou, whakarongo mai rā anō ki wērā ngā kōrero a tērā a Trudy Brown. E pāpā ana ki update mō te pātaka kai, te wahanga pōti, me ngā piki ngā heke me ngā nawe o ngā whānau Māori huri noa i Aotearoa. Ko pānoa mihi atu nei, Māori o rara.